Our next question is for Dr. Loving. It's from Dana in Alberta, Canada, a very cold place. Dana wants to know what she can give her 27-year-old gelding to help him retain his weight this winter. She said that he's given hay all day and one large margarine container of oats at night. Is there anything else that she can be feeding him to help him hold his weight? She says his weight is good right now, but he usually ends up quite thin during the spring, or at least was last year. She said his teeth have been done or were done in September, and he has access to a salt block and plenty of fresh water. Dr. Loving, what are your suggestions for our older horses that need a little extra help?
Yeah, this I want to say one thing in preface for any age horse is that I think people get mistaken on how well their horse is doing because from a distance you look at them and they're all fuzzy and you cannot tell what their body condition is. So you really need to teach yourself to constantly run your hands across the rib cage, and you only want to be able to feel with light pressure the last two ribs. If you feel other ribs, then they're too thin. And so many people have called me and said, "Hey, my horse is shedding out and he's just gaunt as all get out. I didn't realize he was so skinny." So that's just one way to manage monitoring your horse. But there are some great high-calorie foods that are safer than grain by a lot. For instance, any kind of vegetable oil and or rice bran, and you can feed up to one cup twice a day to most every horse, starting it out slowly. And any of these products you would want to build up over maybe 2 or 3 weeks to full amounts. Beet pulp pellets that are soaked for 6 to 8 hours are a wonderful supplement with a high calorie, high fiber, but without the disadvantages of carbohydrates that you see in corn oats or barley grains. Complete feed pellets are wonderful because they can eat that and get a concentrated amount of food without getting full, which is what happens to a lot of these old horses. And those pellets contain about 25% grain but are mostly forage-based. And then sometimes you need to feed a small amount of alfalfa as a supplement for the older horse. And one more point that I want to say that's just general maintenance is it's important to weigh the food so you know exactly how much you're giving that horse rather than just doing it by volume, because every substance weighs differently. And in a nutshell, you should talk to your vet about the appropriate amount of supplement to feed because this is going to vary for each horse, and your veterinarian would have a better idea for that individual.